May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, it's not hard to figure that the theme today is love and God living with us. What caught my attention even this morning, you know, when you read through things, all of a sudden something else pops up. But even the very first line to the collect, I thought to myself, Almighty God, who truly to know is everlasting life. And that sounds wonderful because you think, okay, everlasting life, that's great. But there's a loops there. There's consequences in how we live. And we have to pay attention to the next part, which is that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is life. And so, if we want and desire to have eternal life with God, what are we supposed to do? Follow Jesus. And that leads us to eternal life. The other topic or theme for me is something new. And right off the bat in the New Testament reading from Acts, this is really new, and this was very, very, very hard because Peter, you know, it was hard for him. He was a good Jew, and he even argued kind of like, no, God, I can't eat these types of foods. I can't eat these animals. They're impure. They're not in the Jewish tradition. But it happened three times, and anybody that knows Jewish tradition, well, if you say it once, that's important. If you say it twice, it's very, very important. And if you say it three times, it's extremely, like very, very, very important. And so Peter got the drift, and it helped him. It was a way for him to learn that the uncircumcised were just as good and pure and holy as the circumcised. In other words, the Gentiles are just as good as the Jews. And that's what he was trying to learn from our Lord. And he learned it very quickly. And even the other disciples told him, you know, what are you doing? You know, why are you doing this? And then he explained what happened in Joppa. The Spirit told me to go and to make no distinction. God makes no distinction between any of us. He looks right into our hearts. That's what he looks for. And so Peter learned, okay, if God says they're good, then they're good. If God gives them the Holy Spirit, then I'm going to baptize them. That was extremely new. That was, in fact, for him, that was radical. That was extremely a new thing to happen. So that starts us off with something new. Well, then we get to Revelation. And we learn about a little bit more. See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them. And we'll just stop there mid-sentence. In the very beginning, I bet you all of us know the first few words of the Bible. In the beginning, God made, okay? And it keeps going and going and going. And so God made man. And God made woman. And it was good. And he was pleased. God has always wanted us to make our home with him and him with us. God has always lived with us. One time I did a kiddie sermon, and I might do it again, but I put a bunch of shoeboxes and made a wall. It's us that builds up the wall against God. God never builds up a wall. He's always got his arms open, saying, come on, I love you. You know, go this way. Jesus' way. It It's up to us to choose. Do we want to follow God or not? So it's kind of, I would say, humbling, exciting, comforting to realize that God, Almighty God, our Creator, desires to live with us. Just think about that. God wants to live with you. God wants to live with me. That's His desire. How beautiful, how comforting, how loving. And then it goes on. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. I haven't done it yet, but if we really truly live with God in the way we're absolutely supposed to, in the way that Jesus did, we have no fear. We have no stress. We have no anxiety. It sounds easy. Just trust in Jesus and go forward. But all of a sudden, our little sinful selves get afraid. Things don't go quite right. We become stressed. And we are to turn to Jesus at that point and say, okay, I'm going to empty myself to you and let you fill me with your presence. Have you fill me with your Holy Spirit. Have you fill me with your courage and your love. And then I'm going to step one foot in front of another and keep going. That's the new beginning we can make every single day. Because Jesus does make us new every single morning when we wake up and turn to Him. Jesus truly is the way. He is the truth. And He is life. Jesus was there in the beginning of creation. He's here with us now. He will be here always with us. And then to end in the Gospel of John, I have to admit, this is on my computer, my last line, my favorite verse. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. And we might say, well, wait, what's new about that? We hear that in the Old Testament. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. But what makes this new is we do it through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. We do it as Christ loved us. And how did Christ love us? He gave up every single thing to save you and to save me. Jesus gave up everything for us personally. And that's what we're called to do. Jesus is resurrected. Jesus is our Christ. He is our Savior and Redeemer. He is the reconciler, bringing us back to God, our natural state, living with God, God living with us. Nothing is needed past Jesus Christ. He shows us how to live, He shows us how to obey, and He shows us how to love. So maybe starting tomorrow morning, maybe starting later today, we can ask ourselves, okay, what is something new that I can do for Christ? That I can be more like Christ? What can I do? Something new, something different. What can I maybe not do? Something different, something new, something loving for my God. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, for everyone here, and for those who are missing, especially the sick. Those in the hospital, those at home, for those who are alone, for those who are confused or weary or scared, we ask that you bless them. Fill them with your power. Fill us with your power so that we can minister to them and make us aware that
that we are to love one another as you loved us and be Christed.